You know, I know I've been critical of the Republican Party. I have been across the country, in Washington, in Lansing, wherever we are. But I really have a lot of hope for the Michigan Republican Party because of the new chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, Pete Hoekstra. I've known Pete for a long time. He's been very good at all the things that he has done. And so I thought, this is great. He's going to get in there, and he's going to turn things around. That is before I knew that he was being handed an office that was virtually looted before he got there. And I'm sure it was a bit of a shock to you, Pete, as well.
Yeah. but, you know, yeah. Paul, it says more about the people that we inherited the office from than it does about us. Okay? I mean, you'd like to think that we're all, at least in some ways, rowing and going in the same direction, but obviously that's not true. But, hey, I used to work for an office furniture company. I know where we can get some furniture at a discount.
Good for you. What about those computers? I was wondering if you needed people who are supportive of the Republican Party, if you needed some of them to start trying to offer you, donate some computers. Is it that bad?
It's bad, but it's not that bad. I mean, you know, and I think the number was, the party supposedly bought $133,000 of technology computers and those kinds of things. And, those are tangible elements, right? You can pick them up and hold them and, Now you can't find them. And so, they can be replaced.
It takes money. It takes money.
Oh, yeah,
I thought you walked into a situation where they were in negative numbers in terms of money.
Well, that's true, too. So, Paul, you just got to kind of have a smile on your face. The vast majority of people in the party have been so supportive. You know, the leadership of the party, they took the personal risk of voting out the last, the last leadership thing. They've worked their, they worked their butt off to accomplish that goal and put the Republican Party moving in the right direction. We are moving in the right direction. But, when you see some of this stuff, you just recognize, God, that Pete, that hole was a little deeper than what you thought it was going to be when you jumped into it. We're going to be okay. Okay. We're going to have great candidates. We've got a great message. You know, people across the state are frustrated with what's happening in Washington. They're frustrated with what's coming out of Lansing. And, we're going to have, talking about where we're going to go in the automobile industry, we're going to get off of this religious zeal to go with electric vehicles where the technology is not just ready for prime time, that cars.
Nor do the majority of people want to go through that.
Right. They don't want them. Okay. you got people getting hammered by inflation. Washington says, inflation numbers are coming down. It's like, well, maybe the rate of growth is slowing down, but gas is still expensive and groceries are still expensive. Those prices aren't coming down. And so, we've got a lot of things moving in our favor. We just, this initial climb, getting out of the hole is a little steeper than what we expected, but you can't let it consume you. You just say, okay, it is what it is. You go out and tell people what the what kind of help we need. And like I said, I've just been thoroughly encouraged by the number of people and the type of support that they are showing for what we are trying to get done.
Pete, we were told early on that you were receiving in this so-called transition zero cooperation from some of the supporters of the former chairwoman. Is that still the case?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's. We were down in, and I don't think Mark would, care if I mentioned this, but, last week we were down in Trump International meeting with the president and his political director. And Mark Fortin was there. Mark is the chairman of the Macomb County Republican Party. All right. Mark had been a staunch supporter of Christina Caravo, but he was also a key player in removing her from office. And Mark is 100% on board with the new Republican Party and our agenda in electing Republicans from top to bottom. And so we've got a lot of those folks who have stepped on board. But, you know, the people that were in the headquarters building, you know, that control the passwords and the access links and those kinds of things, that had the computers sitting in front of them. Yeah, they have not been very cooperative. Okay, computers are gone. Passwords we haven't gotten. But we're going to get this done. We're going to get it done.
All right. You're the guy. I mean, I absolutely support you 1,000% in your position. I know that if anyone can do it, Pete Hoekstra, you can do it. Thanks for being with us, Pete.
Hey, thank you. You're way too kind.
Pete Hoekstra, chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, trying to pick up the pieces. As we continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith right here on WJR.